On this occasion of the 30th anniversary of the Air Force, I offer my good wishes and greetings to all officers and men of our Air Force and to the numerous civilians who with their work support our Air Force. The country is facing a grave crisis as a result of the naked and unprovoked aggression by the Chinese against our motherland. We have met this challenge gallantly and work side by side with the army, rendering it the utmost logistic support and evacuating casualties from the scene of operations. The magnificent effort of our transport squadrons and helicopter units and of ancillary organizations has written a brilliant chapter in the history of our Air Force, of which we are extremely proud. During the brief period since I took over as Defense Minister, I have met many of you during your visits to various Air Force stations and establishments, and I am personally aware of the tremendous effort you are making to meet the present crisis and the difficult conditions in which you are operating. To all of you, I would like to say that the whole country is behind you in this hour of crisis and is grateful to you for your magnificent achievement. You have transported and airdropped much needed supplies to some of the most difficult battle scenes in the world. The record of endurance, bravery and enterprise displayed by your pilots is one that any Air Force might be proud of. Special mention must be made of helicopter pilots who had to face ground fire when transporting supplies and evacuating casualties. We are making every effort to strengthen our Air Force both through reorganization and stepping up indigenous production of aircraft and aircraft stores and equipment. The training program has been geared up to meet the needs of the present emergency. The tremendous enthusiasm shown by our young men to join the Air Force during the present crisis is most heartening, and I would like to welcome the new recruits who have offered their services for a life of adventure and glory in the services of their motherland. The Air Force has a very honored place in the hearts and thoughts of our people, and the highest standards and traditions maintained by it are in keeping with its fine role in a democratic country. The Air Force enters on yet another year of increased responsibilities in the face of a grave danger. I am sure that with your spirit and dedication, a high level of assurance, you will continue to do your duty by the motherland with devotion and steadfastness. Jai Hind.